Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today is May the 14th, Wednesday. Before I start, I would like to apologize for taking so long to record another episode. I had two very tough weeks. The last 2 weeks, I was very busy, lots of classes, exams and lots of things. Plus, I have a baby at home, so for me, sometimes it's difficult to find time, free time to do the podcast. But anyway, I intend to keep it going. Of course, I love doing it. And let's get started then. Today, I want to talk about the IELTS. I want to give a brief overview. Maybe in the future episodes I could go deeper into the different components of the test. But today I just want to give you a brief overview of the test, of who it's intended for, and the different modules that you have, and an overview of the components of the test as well, and what's evaluated in each component. And maybe in the future episodes, I could go deeper into each specific component or each specific part of the test. So the IELTS is a standardized... Well, IELTS stands for International English Language Testing System. International English Language Testing System. It's a standardized test of English language proficiency, which is jointly managed, let's say, by the University of Cambridge ESOL examinations, the British Council, and IDP Education, which is an institution in Australia. IELTS is accepted in more than 150 countries around the world, and more than 2 million candidates take the test every year. I'm giving you the numbers of 2012. I believe that this number has probably increased quite a lot. So let's say that maybe 3, 4, 5 million people, 5 million candidates take the test every year. The test is intended both for those who want to study abroad, who want to enroll in universities or, different institutions of higher education, and also for those who plan to undertake a non-academic training, or, people who want to live abroad, so immigration purposes. So we have two different modules. One is the academic, which is the one, obviously, the one for those who want to study abroad. And the other one is the general training module, which is for those who want to live abroad or, get a job in a different country. So this is the academic IELTS. Both of the two modules have four components: listening, reading, writing, and speaking, and they differ from one another in the reading and writing components. The speaking is exactly the same for both academic and general training modules, and the listening is exactly the same. In fact, the contents that you can find in the text are, mostly non-technical. So that means that either people who plan to study abroad or those who plan to live abroad, they can take the same test, even if they have different purposes. Anyway, the academic, the reading and writing academic for the academic module, they assess whether the candidate is ready to study or train in the medium of English at an undergraduate or postgraduate level. So that means that the reading and writing is slightly more academic, more related to academic issues if you take the academic module. And if you take the general training module, those two components of the test, let's say the reading and the writing, they basically test your basic survival skills in a broad social and educational context. So they're not so specifically academic, let's say. So they are suitable for candidates who are going to English-speaking countries to work abroad. Yes. So, all right. If you want to know more about the test, I would like to mention two sites that you can check out if you want more specific information. One of them is IELTS.org, which can give you loads of information about IELTS. There you will be able to find the information for candidates booklet, which is a PDF file you can download and you can read more about it if you plan to take the test. And there is also the IELTS handbook, which is it's a even more complete file. It's also a PDF file that you can download for free, and you can read more about the different components of the test, and you can even see some sample questions and of each different component. Okay, well, this is the first step, so now let's move on. Let me talk a little bit about each of the four components. I'm going to start with the listening. So the listening takes around 30 minutes plus 10 minutes to transfer your answers at the end of the test. So 30 minutes, the listening test itself, the listening component itself, and then 10 minutes to transfer the answers to an answer sheet. There are four sections in the listening component of the test. Section one is basically a conversation with two speakers. Normally, it's a telephone conversation where they're exchanging info. I mean, sometimes one of the speakers is trying to enroll in a course, or sometimes maybe rent a car or something like that. And then there are 10 questions here. The second, well, section two. In fact, each section, there are four sections, as I said before. Each section has 10 questions, so a total of 40 questions. And these questions are either multiple choice, or they can also, sometimes they can be gap-fill questions, so you have to fill the gaps with a word, sometimes two or even three words. So section two is normally a talk or a speech on social matters. So here, just one speaker, and again, 10 questions. Section three is, we go back to the first one, it's a conversation. The difference between section three and one is that section three is normally not a telephone conversation. Yeah, it can have more than two speakers, sometimes even four speakers. So sometimes two, three, or four speakers. Then we have section four, which is a lecture or talk on a topic of general interest. Sometimes the topic is related to sciences or something slightly more academic, let's say, even though it's never too technical, you know. I remember, just to give you one or two examples, well, I remember one about whales. I remember another one about dolphins. So often you have something related to biology or to sciences or to, I remember another one about waves or, you know, this kind of issue, you know, something slightly more scientific or more academic than the other three sections. Okay, this is it about the listening task. Yeah, the listening is quite difficult because you have to, you listen only once and you have to keep your focus, your concentration has to be high at all times, you know. You have to keep concentrated and sometimes, you know, it's hard to be concentrated for 40 minutes, almost 40 minutes, let's say 30 minutes, which is the actually listening, and then 10 extra minutes to transfer the answers. You also have to write pretty fast, and you have to pay attention to your spelling. The spelling is very important. If you spell, if you misspell any words, you will certainly get it wrong. Then moving on, we have the reading. The reading, I'm going to speak about the reading in a more general way because there is the academic reading, as I told you before, and there is the reading for general training. But so the academic reading in the general training, they both have three passages, and each passage contains 13 or 14 questions. And the questions, they can range from multiple choice questions. There are short paragraphs that you have to fill gaps, so gap fill questions. And sometimes you even have true, false, or not given exercises or questions. I mean, then so the difference is that basically the academic reading would involve academic issues, while the general training would be more like survival skills or like magazine texts, which would resemble articles in a magazine or something like that. Then moving on, there is the writing. The writing, I forgot to mention that the reading, sorry, one last thing about the reading, it's 60 minutes long. So as I told you, there are three passages, so you should be able to do each passage, to complete each passage and the questions in 20 minutes each, so 60 minutes altogether. That's pretty tough, you know. The texts are quite long. They contain between 2,000 and 2,750 words. So that's quite a challenge, you know, to keep reading for 1 hour nonstop, keeping your level of attention high at all times, and sometimes just a couple of words can be very decisive for you to get some questions right or wrong, you see. So it's quite a challenge. Moving on to the writing again, we have the academic writing and the general training writing. But generally speaking, the task one in the academic writing, it's a report. It's a one, at least you have to write at least 150 words. Normally you have a graph or a table or a bar chart or even a diagram sometimes. I remember a few tests in which there were maps as well. So sometimes you have two different maps of different moments, like one map from 1960 and one map from the year 2000, and then you have to compare the differences in that area in the city. Sometimes you have line graphs or bar charts, and you have to talk. Sometimes you even have two, like you have a pie chart and a line graph, and you have to summarize and to describe what you see in those. To give you a general idea of what the task involves, task one, as you are supposed to write a report, you are basically supposed to describe what you see. You're not supposed to give any opinions or go deeper into the issue to that matter, you know. So this is task one. Task two, it's a longer piece of writing. It's you should write at least 250 words, and it's an essay. So in this case, you have to give your opinion. You have to it's more like an essay, I mean, you have a topic. Let's imagine one example here. Do you think that it's good for children to grow up in the countryside or in the city? Let's say discuss the different possibilities and the advantages and disadvantages, and state your opinion, something like that. Yeah, just to give you a brief example. And then you have to write at least 250 words. That's, for most candidates, that means about between 20, 30 lines. And it's quite a challenge as well, because you have 1 hour for the two tasks, you know, for task one and two, and you have to manage your time. Of course, it's advisable to spend more time on task two, because it's worth more marks, obviously. And it's advisable that you keep track of how fast you're writing, or how if you have to speed up or not. But you see, it's your time management. So you have to manage your time in the writing section, in the writing component of the task. And this is it. The general training module, task one, is a ladder. You have to write a ladder. And normally you have to, let's say, make a complaint. Let's imagine you were you spent a year abroad living in a building, and then you want to make some complaint about, something that was not working, or maybe you stayed in a hotel, or maybe there was a guest speaker came to your town to make a lecture, to give a speech, and you, let's say, you want to write a letter to thank him and to invite him to come back again and discuss another topic, things like that, you know. This is the latter task one for general training. Then the second task for general training is pretty much like the academic writing. It's an essay, it's an opinion essay, and the only difference might be that maybe it's non-academic, while the academic writing task two might have something to do with teachers or students or studying or university matters or things like that. Then finally, we move on to the last component of the task, which is the same for both academic and general training modules. It's the speaking. So the speaking takes between 11 and 14 minutes and is divided in three parts. Part one takes between 4 and 5 minutes. It's a short introduction and an interview. And this interview, you have mostly familiar topics. You have to answer answer questions about yourself, about your family, about familiar topics, meaning studies, or how you deal with your studies, or hobbies, or vacations, or so, you know, familiar topics that anyone could talk about, and in whatever conversation you're having. It's the kind of topic you talk about with someone you meet for the first time. Then in part two is the independent long turn, which means that the candidate has to speak individually for between 1 and 2 minutes. So in this part, you have 1 minute to prepare. So you have 1 minute in silence to think about what you're going to say, and then you have to speak between 1 and 2 minutes about a specific topic which is given to you at the time, yes, when the exam is happening. So you have to quickly think about
what you can say and how you can approach the question. And then you have to speak between 1 and 2 minutes. Well, in the future, I can give you some more tips about how to approach each of the parts and how to deal with each of the parts. But today I just want to give you a general overview of IELTS. So let me move on. So this is it, part two, yeah? So moving on to part three. So part two takes between 3 and 4 minutes if you take into account the 1 minute preparation plus the 2 minutes that you have to speak, plus a short introduction to the task. Then that would take about 4 minutes, between 3 and 4. And part three, the last part, takes between 4 and 5 minutes, and it's a two-way discussion. So in this part, you have somehow you have a little bit more of interaction with the examiner. Still, you have to play a dominant role. Of course, the examiner is not going to give his opinion about different matters and stuff, but he will be able to conduct in a more friendly, let's say, manner the questions, and he might even be able to ask you some personal questions that he might have. What can I say about part three? Part three is a little bit more challenging, of course, than the other parts, because the questions they normally get tougher, and sometimes they're a lot more abstract. So it's also linked to the same topic you had in part in part two. So if you get a topic about traveling abroad or living abroad, let's say, in part two, and then you have to speak about that, then in part three you will certainly have more specific questions that go deeper into this issue. So this is it. Of course, the speaking test, what's being assessed there is certainly your fluency and also your vocab and your grammar and your pronunciation as well. So this is it. Well, I hope you enjoyed. If you have any comments or suggestions, I would love to hear you and to hear your comments. You can reach me, you can email me at info@followenglish.com.pr. The webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.pr. There you can also find a form and you can subscribe to this podcast. You can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or even Stitcher if you're using an Android device. So you can download the app called Stitcher, and then you can search for Follow English. Remember to search for Follow English as altogether one word, then you will find us. So Follow English altogether, you should be able to find us. You can also look us up on... You can, connect to us on Facebook or Twitter or even YouTube or Google+. Well, you can connect to us in many ways. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you keep learning and keep listening to us. Thank you very much. This is it for today. Bye.